And hit. Excellent. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the ALOC TR90 program based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. Check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And make sure you bookmark it once you find it. Today's topic is our seven best tips to build an exercise habit. I found this on came from the Washington Post. It's about 4 months old. It's a story by Gretchen Reynolds. And let's get rolling here. Making exercise resolutions for 2024 was easy. It's much harder to follow through. But these seven tips offer some surprisingly simple, practical ways to establish exercise habits that stick. Perhaps most important, the advice underscores that even the briefest workouts, a few extra steps, an 11-minute walk can put potent benefits for our health, especially if we exercise consistently. Number one, 11 minutes of brisk walking makes a big difference. The biggest gains in exercise come when we just start moving a little. Walking at least 11 minutes every day could lower your risk of premature death by almost 25%, according to a major study of 30 million people. Those 11 daily minutes of exercise also drop people's risk for heart disease by 17% and for cancer of any kind at 7%. For certain cancers, including myeloid leukemia, myeloma, and some stomach cancers, the risk fell by as much as 26%. Hold on one moment. All right, honey. Bye. Make it a great day. Number two, morning exercise may be better for burning fat. If you'd like to burn a little more fat with each workout and slowly lower your body fat stores, there may be advantages to exercising before noon. Research in mice showed that the animals who ran within a few hours of waking up burned more fat than mice who exercised later in the day. I can picture these little mice with little exercise outfits on. In morning mouse exercises, their fat released substantially more fatty acids, the building blocks of fat, into the animal's bloodstream, ready for use as muscle fuel. And the remaining fat tissue showed larger increases in biochemical markers of heat production and mitochondrial activity than the fat from the evening, in mouse terms, runners, as well as the activity of certain genes related to fat metabolism. So working out in the morning, morning exercise may burn a little bit more fat than later in the day. Number three, outdoor workouts improve the benefits of exercise. Moving your workout outside can be a simple way to magnify its benefits, not only for thinking, but also for health, happiness, fitness, and motivation. Green exercise, as it's known, meaning physical activity done in nature, can improve working memory and concentration substantially more than completing the same brief walk inside. The effects can extend beyond brief improvements in concentration. Other research shows to upping motivation and making exercise feel less daunting. In a study published last year from China, young, inactive people with obesity who started walking in a park or gym on alternate days reported feeling considerably less stressed and enjoying exercise more when they walked outside. Number four, walking 4 days a week can boost brain health. It's never too late for exercise to boost your brain health. In a study of 70 and 80-year-olds, walking just 4 days a week for 4 months led to better scores on cognitive tests. And brain scans show that brain connections were stronger than before, with cells and whole networks lighting up at the same time, a common hallmark of better thinking. Number five, for many, just 6,000 steps is the sweet spot. There is nothing magical or evidence-based about 10,000 steps a day. We hear a lot of talks to get 10,000 a day. So feel free to let go of that goal. A study of more than 47,000 people showed that for men and women younger than 60, the greatest relative reductions in the risk of dying prematurely came with step counts between about 8,000 and 10,000 per day. For people older than 60, the threshold was a little lower. But then the sweet spot in terms of reduced mortality risk came at 6,000 to 8,000 steps per day. Number six, less strenuous exercise can burn more fat. The key to finding your fat burning zone is often to exercise far more gently than many of us might expect. Whether you burn primarily fat or carbohydrates during exercise depends mostly on your workout's intensity. In broad terms, the harder you exert yourself, the more your body relies on carbs. What may surprise some people is that the lighter the workout, the more your body uses fat to fuel it, making easy exercise the key to your fat burning zone. In studies, people were advised to walk at speeds they felt they could maintain for at least 45 minutes, usually settling the pace squarely in their fat burning zone. That pace also tends to be slower than many of us might expect, hovering right around 2.5 to 3 miles an hour for many people, or barely 20 minutes per mile. So a nice comfortable walk. You don't have to kill yourself when you go out walking, speed walking or anything. Number seven, you get more out of exercise when you track it. And that's for pretty much everything we do here. If you track it, you measure it, you manage it, you're going to do better with it. Learning how much we actually move by tracking our steps can help us start thinking of ourselves as active people, which can pay health dividends. In one study, groups of exercisers tracked their step counts. Some of them were given accurate reports of their 7,000 daily steps, but another group was lied to. They were exercising plenty, but were told they were taking just 4,000 steps a day. The exercisers had been told correctly that they walked about 7,000 steps, reported better moods and higher self-esteem. When they started counting steps, they also began eating better, consuming fewer high-fat foods and more produce, and their aerobic fitness had risen slightly, although they weren't exercising more. But people who thought they had taken 4,000 steps a day showed slightly lower self-esteem, darker moods, poor eating habits, and small increases in their resting heart rates and blood pressure, indicating somewhat worsening health, although their step counts objectively were the same as everyone else's. The findings suggested a negative mindset, such as feeling like you're failing in exercise, is bad for your health. And what you think about comes about. So track your exercise and try not to compare your steps or activities to those of anyone else. Instead, celebrate how active you have discovered yourself to be. So there we go. Seven tips to build exercise habits. You get more out of exercise when you track it. Less strenuous exercise can burn more fat. Maybe target 6,000 to 7,000 steps is a sweet spot to always trying to get 10,000. Just be consistent at the 6,000 to 7,000 or 8,000 steps. Walking 4 days a week can boost brain health of your cognitive ability. Outdoor workouts improve the benefits of exercise. People feel better, think better, and actually have more benefits apparently from getting outdoors and fresh air versus being indoors doing the exercises. Morning exercises may be better for burning fat, according to the rat population, the mouse population. And number one was 11 minutes of brisk walking make a difference. Just get some walking in. All right. Once again, I remind you these calls are recorded and archived on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. Type in either TR90 for a search if you haven't ever been there yet, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and you'll find it, and you'll find the archive going on our scanner, some of our other products and stuff there. There's a lot of history on that on there if you want to browse around and stuff to do. And by the way, when you want to do it, feel free to share those articles to your Facebook page too, so we can get more people coming on here. All right, with that said, hang on a second. Let me get to the control panel here and open up the line. Boom.
Well, thank you, Frank. That was great.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Nutrient tips is the milestone was great. Just hey, you don't have to kill yourself. Just moderate exercise actually may burn more, use up more fat. So I think that's kind of important for people. I think everybody has to do Herculean things to achieve the goal, and then just don't have to. You gotta do something.
Well, you know, and walking is such an easy thing to do as long as you've got the right gear, good footwear, and layers. You can do it just about any place, anywhere, anytime. So there is that. So tomorrow I am actually going to be discussing whether fruits and vegetables can be dangerous or harmful for your health.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be good to know.
Yeah, that will be good to know.
Don't the banana or apple kill you. All right. Well, be sure to dial in tomorrow for Susan closing out the week for us, and I'll be back here next Tuesday. Between now and then, go out and make it a great day and make it a great weekend. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Frank.